We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank.
What is up, Chiefs Kingdom? I'm Ailey Lewis, and you are on Chiefs News Daily. This is our new series we're starting on KCSN. It's going to be running Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Central Time. It will be dropping every single day of the week. We're giving you all your daily source or news, updates, rumors, anything you need to know about Chiefs Kingdom. It's going to be right here, and we're going to sum it up in just 10 minutes. All right, let's hit the socials first and start our lurking. The Chiefs hitting the gym. We all saw Hollywood tagged by Mahomes earlier this week, and now we learn another elite receiver was in on the action. Rashee Rice, please enter the chat. These photos coming out via Mahomes' Instagram. That's a lot of talent right there. Also, Pete Rice's shirt. Yes, that is Patrick in his infamous dad bod pic that went viral last season. Anyways, Mahomes and his receivers building that chemistry during the offseason. We love to see it. Tucker, insert clapping hands. All right, in other news on Twitter, Kansas grad Paul Rudd, who is not only known for his acting skills, but his charitable works here in Kansas City, and we like him because he's a diehard Chiefs fan, right? He stepped onto The Late Show with Stephen Colbert to talk about the Chiefs, even the Swiftie a little bit. But the favorite part that he said here on this one is how he talks about how every Chiefs fan feels this sort of pain.
Was it as exciting the second time?
Yeah, it's unreal. It's
Did you go?
I went, but it was exciting. It's exciting when you win. It's awful watching it. I don't think it's an enjoyable experience at all.
To be there? You don't get a contact high or anything?
No, it's just I don't talk to anybody. I go with my son, who's equally as passionate about the team as I am.
You don't talk to your son about it?
We just, we look at each other. We go, oh, and we get so mad. And then we hug and high five throughout the game, but we don't say much. We sit on the edge of our seats. Basically, it's an awful feeling until hopefully elation.
Right. Well, that's some of the best fathering, just rage and fear.
That's it.
And silence.
I got two gears.
All right, more news from the Twitter world. Travis Kelce staying very busy during the offseason, maybe even giving his world tour famous girlfriend a run for her money. Terrible joke. I'm sorry. He is not actually going to be a part of this concert. He is throwing a concert. It is Kelce Jam. It's happening for the second annual year. It's going to be coming up in May. It's a music festival. It's going to be fun. A lot of people there that you don't want to miss out on. May 18th. And of course, the lineup and tickets still to be announced, so stay tuned for those. Now, Kelce stays busy during the offseason with social events, but don't let that fool you. He is still locked in on next season. The Kelce brothers spoke about the newest Chiefs edition on New Heights this week over on the YouTube.
Kansas City goes Hollywood.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
How about that? That's right.
Got my dog.
The Chiefs have officially signed former Cardinals and Ravens wide receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown.
I'm pumped, man.
Per Adam Schefter, it's a one-year deal worth up to $11 million.
Big money.
One-year deal for up to. So everyone knows.
Break it down.
The wording of some of these contracts, a lot of the time, so the reason this says up to $11 million is either Marquise Brown or the Chiefs want to make it sound like it's an $11 million deal. Up to means it's not an $11 million deal. Up to means he's got to be a Pro Bowler, certain amount of catches, certain amount of yards.
It might just be roster bonus. He might just have to play every game.
I'm not trying to hate. I don't like the way these contracts have started to get like sensationalized. I hate it. It's stupid.
It's every contract
I know.
In any world.
Listen,
though.
It's happened to me.
Everybody has incentives. Everybody has stuff in their line of work that they might have to meet. So it's not.
I don't have a problem with incentives, but it ain't an $11 million contract. It's a $6 million contract with potential upside. That's not. There is likely to be earned upside, unlikely to be earned upside. All I'm saying is they finagle these numbers to say what sometimes the player or the team wants it to say so that somebody can save face publicly.
Hollywood is going to get 11 mil because he's worth every penny, and he's about to go crazy this year.
All right, we'll find out. I am marking you to that. We will find out.
Put a stamp on it.
To the latest now, another Super Bowl champ is saying goodbye to Kansas City. That would be safety Mike Edwards. He is headed to the Bills. Rude, but okay. All right, the AFC rival picking up Edwards on a one-year deal. The six-year veteran filled in much of last season and then took over as the starter for the injured Brian Cook. Edwards started the last five games of the regular season. He played all of the playoff games. 27-year-old originally coming to KC on a one-year deal late last season as a late free agent addition. During his tenure here in KC, he racked up 51 total tackles, 5 passes defended, and 1 interception in the regular season. He also recovered 2 fumbles, one of which he ran all the way back for a 97-yard touchdown. We all remember that one. Edwards also has 2 Super Bowl rings to his name, one with Tampa Bay and now one with Kansas City. As for the Chiefs, who are still available, I'm glad you asked. Here are some of the notable players who remain unsigned. Of course, running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, wide receiver Mecole Hardman, offensive lineman Donovan Smith, QB Blaine Gabbert, and defensive end Mike Dana. Every offseason, NFL teams can propose new rule changes to the NFL Competition Committee. We've seen those implemented over the years with changes to kickoffs, overtime, playoffs, practice squad numbers, and roster cut-down days. This year, the Colts, Eagles, and the Lions all submitted proposals that will be voted on next week's annual league meeting, along with any potential changes submitted by the competition committee. The proposal that will likely see the most discussion, banning the hip drop tackle, which would be a 15-yard penalty, that was submitted by the committee, not by a team. Here's what the NFLPA had to say about outlawing the hip drop tackle. They aren't really a fan. Here's what they said. While the players have consistently advocated for health and safety advancements, any prohibition on the hip drop tackle technique is unfair to players and unrealistic to implement. It places defensive players in an impossible position by creating indecision in the mind of any tackling player, puts officials in an unreasonable situation that will result in inconsistent calls on the field, and confuses our fans. We call on the NFL to reconsider implementing a rule prohibiting the hip drop tackle. Now, in December, The Athletic's Ted Gwynn noted that NFL data showed a hip drop tackle was 25 times more likely to result in an injury than other tackles. Also, ESPN injury analyst Stefania Bell is quoted in Gwynn's article explaining what makes the hip drop tackle even more dangerous. Their hip drops, your knee bends inward, and your foot is relatively pointing outwards. It's externally rotated relative to the rest of your leg, and that's what creates what we call an external rotation moment at the foot and ankle. It is a mechanism for ankle sprain when your foot is rotated out relative to the rest of your leg, but when that leg is trapped, like with a body weight falling on top of it, there's nowhere for it to go. That energy has to go somewhere, and so it usually going through the ankle and sometimes up into the knee, and that's what we're seeing is the energy getting absorbed and creating these catastrophic injuries. Now, based on the response from some of the players to the news about Wednesday's proposal, they still feel strongly the rules should not be changed. CBS Sports' Jonathan Jones had a great breakdown on another one of the proposals on his social media account, this time regarding kickoffs. Here's what he wrote. Teams would have a maximum of 2 returners. Kicking team can't move until the ball hits in the landing zone or is fielded there. No more fair catches. If the kick doesn't reach the landing zone, the ball is placed at the 40. If it goes out of the end zone or flies into the end zone and is down, the ball goes to the 35. Now, if it hits the landing zone and rolls into the end zone and is down, the ball goes at the 20. If it's caught in the landing zone, it must be returned. If conditions cause the ball to fall off the tee twice, then the kicker will be allowed to use a kicking stick to keep the ball in place. The closest covering official will pick up the stick immediately after the kick. If the ball lands in a landing zone and then goes out of bounds, the current rules apply. Ball will be placed at the 40. Now, how do you guys feel about these changes? Of course, always let us know how you feel in the comments. Remember, here on Chiefs News Daily, we want you to be a part of the show and get involved. Make sure you join our LLC, the Exclusive Loyal Listeners Club. It is free to join. You also get perks for supporting the show. That's where you can ask me questions, interact with other fans, and win some cool stuff. As always, we want to see you there. Make sure you click the link in the description. Find out how you can join the LLC. It costs you nothing. That does it for another episode of Chiefs News Daily. We will see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.